Details are emerging from today's shooting at Fort Hood Military Base in Texas. One person is confirmed dead, the shooter, and 14 are injured. NPR has learned the identity of the shooter. He is Ivan Lopez. Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, is the same base that was the scene of a shooting rampage in 2009 in which 13 people were killed. President Obama made a statement earlier this evening.
Obviously, this reopens the pain of what happened at Fort Hood 5 years ago. We know these families. We know their incredible service to our country and the sacrifices that they make. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with the entire community.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has been trying to piece together what happened today at Fort Hood and joins us now. And Tom, what do we know?
Well, what we do know, Robert, is there was one shooter, and we're told his name is Ivan Lopez. He's a military truck driver, and he's the only one known dead at this point. There were 14 who have been wounded, some serious, and they've been taken to local hospitals. We're told the base is still on a lockdown, and we're also told that the number of wounded could increase into the night. We expect a press conference pretty soon down at Fort Hood, Texas, which, by the way, is the largest Army base in the country, and, of course, the scene of the mass shooting back in 2009.
Now, we don't know very much at all about what actually happened, but we know a bit about when it happened. I gather it was quite late in the afternoon.
It was around 4:30 this afternoon, and a lot of shooting, we understand, from reports down there, eyewitnesses. We're not sure exactly where it took place at Fort Hood. Again, Fort Hood is a huge, sprawling area. But again, we hope to get a little more information soon.
Tom, the troops at Fort Hood, I mean, this is a base that is very closely related to service in Afghanistan, I gather.
That's right. And the top general down there, Lieutenant General Mark Milley, who I know quite well. I saw him when I was over in Afghanistan last spring. He just came back from a tour in Afghanistan where he was the number two general in running the day-to-day operations of the war.
We think in terms, when we hear about the biggest army base in the country, we think in terms of the servicemen and women. But also, this is a community. It's a home to people. There are dependents, there are spouses and children, and these people were, of course, all affected by the shooting 5 years ago, and now a horrible event like this has revisited them.
That's right. It's another sad day for Fort Hood. 40, 50,000 people live on the base. It's really sort of its own, little microcosm. There's schools and commissaries and housing, of course, and yeah, a huge number of people in there, and soldiers and their dependents.
Well, we're all waiting on word from Fort Hood, a news conference sometime later this evening, later this afternoon, when we'll get some details about what actually happened and what the situation is. But for now, again, what we know is a shooting at Fort Hood. The man identified as the shooter, Ivan Lopez, is dead. 14 others were wounded. We've been hearing from NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. And stay tuned.